Product profiling and the product lifecycle. Product profiling can be used to examine the degree of alignment between the needs of the company's markets and the characteristics of its existing manufacturing process and infrastructure investments. Product profiling is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, in part as follows. A graphical device used to ascertain the level of fit between a manufacturing process and the order-winning criteria of its products. Can be used at the process or company level to compare the manufacturing capabilities with the market requirements to determine areas of mismatch and identify steps needed for realignment. Recall that the product life cycle has introduction, growth, maturity, and decline phases. Different life cycle phases will impact what types of customers are interested in the organization's products and services, and therefore influence order qualifiers and order winners. Introduction. Customers who purchase newly introduced products tend to be innovators. Order qualifier competitive characteristics at this point include quality and flexibility. Quality is required to win loyalty. Flexibility in this case refers to whether the organization can make a flexible range of products so that the customer's particular product and service specifications are likely to be met. Order winners will be related to the degree to which the customer's product and service specifications are actually met, so they will likely be related to product/service design or brand image. Growth. Customers who buy during the early part of the growth phase of a product or service are called early adopters. As growth continues, competitors start to appear and the range of customers will broaden. Order qualifiers include cost, for example, competitive price, and flexibility. Flexibility here relates both to a flexible range of products, variety or mix, and to an ability to scale upward with the growth curve, volume. Order winners tend to relate to dependability of supply, especially after enough competitors join the market because the product needs to be available online/at a desired location and or available within the desired lead time or speed of delivery. This can be a challenge if the growth rate is steep, so the competitor that can do this best tends to win more orders. Maturity. Customers who buy during maturity represent the majority of a product's market, and so other forms of customer segmentation will need to be analyzed. Because a number of competitors likely exist at this point, order qualifiers tend to include quality and flexibility, range of products. Order winners could be based on cost, price, and quality relative to competitors, dependability, for example, a B2B customer needs a dependable supply, or aftermarket service, decline. Customers who buy and decline could be buying replacements as prior purchases wear out, or they could be late adopters. Order qualifiers will be based on dependability. Order winners may be based on costs, such as in a discounting situation. An exception is a product with a small but loyal following willing to pay a premium for the product, even if a newer version exists. Given a set of criteria for order qualifiers and winners, the organization then sets its strategy to ensure that it is most capable in the required areas.